Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After 2 years of the border crisis has seen millions of immigrants enter the United States illegally, and the Biden administration allowing them to stay in country, putting the massive financial burden on the American people, the administration announced this week a plan to limit who can qualify for asylum. Illegal immigrants who move through another country on the way and don't first apply for asylum in that country will be ineligible to enter the United States. The Trump administration in 2019 successfully used this policy known as the transit ban. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says another massive group is preparing to hit the border soon.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now making their way toward the border.
2 weeks after a catastrophic train derailment unleashed toxic materials on a small village of East Palestine, Ohio, some local residents say they are being ignored by the government and are crying for help. Former President Trump plans to visit the Ohio town today. Pennsylvania state lawmakers will scrutinize Norfolk Southern during a hearing tomorrow in Beaver County. And environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich will host a town hall Friday in East Palestine. Americans are willing to pay subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, even some shopping sites. But will you pay monthly to eat out?
Well, many chain and neighborhood restaurants alike are betting you would do the same for your favorite meals. Some chains like P.F. Chang's and Panera are already experimenting with a subscription model as a way to ensure a steady stream of revenue and customers. Under a monthly fee-based model, some restaurants will offer unlimited drinks or free delivery. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer every time you visit. Subscription services, by the way, are on an upswing nationwide, with the average American having 6.7 subscriptions in 2022. That's up from just 4.2 in 2019. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One of the former officers in charge of the Uvalde School District in Texas is now cleared to work in policing again.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is victorious in an appeal to remove a blemish from his discharge file. Arredondo was fired for cause for his role in the flawed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last year. A recent upgrade in status from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement means Arredondo now will not get his Uvalde job back, but he could get another one somewhere else in law enforcement. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Microsoft's president and vice chairman Brad Smith announced the company signed a 10-year contract to bring Xbox games to Nintendo consoles. Smith made the announcement on Twitter and is promising to drop Xbox games and Activision titles like Call of Duty on Nintendo hardware at the same time these games hit Xbox consoles. The news comes as Microsoft's roughly $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is put under scrutiny by just about every government regulator imaginable. Still in Poland this morning, President Biden meets with the leaders of the Bucharest 9, a group of Eastern Flank NATO allies, and with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to reaffirm the United States' unwavering support for NATO. observed 46 days before Easter, today is Ash Wednesday in America. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, 2 days away from marking an entire year of the war in Ukraine, and it doesn't bode well for anybody, much less Vladimir Putin. Rick Manning is with us right now, America's for Limited Government. He is the founder and president. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm just pondering the situation, as many do from time to time, with what's going on in Ukraine. Of course, the president making a surprise visit, letting Moscow know in advance, hey, I'm going to be there. Don't fire off any bombs or anything like that. It's kind of amazing that Biden would want to look so courageous, you know, walking the streets of Kiev, but, not very courageous when it comes down to shooting down balloons.
Yeah, it's all optics. It's a picture, and that's what he was going for. And, if you turn it into a movie set, you tell the Russians, I'm going to be there doing a photo op. Can you just hold off firing any missiles into Kiev this week or today or tomorrow?
Because the fact of the matter is you want me to be president again, right? And this is presidential election footage. So, that's all part of the mix, right?
Campaign. This is the footage that they're going to show during the campaign, saying, strong American leader leading the world kind of stuff. And, it's if you say it with a deep enough voice, people might believe it. Here's the thing that people should scratch their head over, okay? We're a year in, right? And there is no plan to end this. There's no plan to stop this. It's all predicated. There's no plan. You get down to it. The only, if the plan to stop it is the Russians leave Ukraine, well, that's not happening unless, they have no reason to do that. The only reason they would leave Ukraine is if they're physically driven out of Ukraine. The only way they'll get physically driven out of Ukraine is if we provide the material, the expertise, and in fact, the troops to do it. And if they're being driven out of Ukraine, and largely because of NATO and the United States, then we've engaged in an active shooting war with Russia with the goal of, driving them back to a border. We have, these demilitarized zones, and you had a North Korea and a South Korea, and we have a new North Korea and South Korea, is because we decided during the Cold War that it was better to cease war than it was to continue war with a never ending consequences. And you know, the Russians are wrong. They attacked. Mm-hmm. They attacked. They took territory. Question is, you know, what are we willing to do to force them off that territory? And if we aren't willing to do what's necessary to do that and risk the consequences, which are pretty dire, mm-hmm. then all we're doing is spending resources and wasting lives.
Yeah, but so
don't work.
But, Rick, there's an underlying agenda in all this. You see, all the players, whether it's Xi, whether Putin, Biden, the Democratic apparatchik, you'd love to see their war room. I mean, the real war room as to what's going on. I mean, this is a fundraising juggernaut for the Democrats. They don't want this thing going away. As long as the Treasury is open and money is pouring there, I mean, look at how much money in the midterms poured out of Ukraine back into Democrat offers and what coffers and what allowed them to outspend Republicans 10, 15 to 1. I mean, this is a huge deal. It should be illegal for Biden to unilaterally sign an agreement with the globalists and have the United Nations be in charge of all future pandemic policies. And that's going to open up a can of worms. You talk about surrendering your sovereignty. People don't even realize how dangerous this is. And they need to get on the phone right away to their elected officials and do everything they can to let Biden know that this cannot happen. And our elected officials cannot allow the surrendering of our sovereignty by the hands of Joe Biden. He's done enough damage already.
Well, I can tell you that we're going to send something out today to our to the people who follow us, and there's a lot of them. And we're going to go to our Facebook followers and put money behind it in terms of Facebook advertising, urging people to contact Congress, because this is the turning over. Here's what they're doing, in case people haven't read it. It hasn't made a lot of big splash headlines. Joe Biden is going to sign an agreement with the World Health Organization, which is
by the end of this month, Rick.
By the end of
people
this
month. And they need to understand how urgent this is. Go ahead.
And the agreement, you know, and the World Health Organization is completely controlled by the Chinese, the communist Chinese. They put the people in place. The World Health Organization works hand in glove with the UN. And so what we're effectively doing is we're signing an agreement that says whatever the World Health Organization says, whatever China says by proxy, is what the world will do, including the United States, in terms of dealing with pandemic policy. So it
must do. It must do. Not even will do. Must do. No. Yes. Go ahead.
Their pandemic, the local government can't. If they say everybody has to be locked down in their homes, everybody has to be locked down in their homes. It has the U.S. government would have no say. Your Congress would have no say. Your state legislatures, no say. Your local officials, no say. They say no school for the next 5 years. No school for the next 5 years. If they, you know, anything they dictate, if they decide to go full China and they say, if you're sick, we're locking you in a place, we're letting you die, because we've got to stop the pandemic. Well, then that's.
Well, and then they come back and they say, climate change is a pandemic. Now that's the next weapon, right? I mean, it's endless what's going on. And the thing is, forget about what our elected officials. Let's talk about we the people. We the people are the ones that are going to be under this madness. Thank you, Joe Biden.
100%. It's a about 6-7 years ago, Merck's limited government pushed really hard against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And when Donald Trump was, before he announced, we put up ads up with Donald Trump's voice calling it a bad, bad deal. And it was, and we flipped the landscape on the Republican side. And when Donald Trump got in the office, he got us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is the equivalent of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, except for a million times greater, because we're giving power to a foreign authority, and it cannot be allowed to occur. It is a destruction of America.
Forget the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to be on your phones today. You need to make 3 phone calls, one to your senators and one to your representative. 3 phone calls. It'll take minutes. It'll be done. Because we need to save this country, and we cannot allow this to happen. There must be a full court press on this issue, Rick Manning. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rick after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into your thinking. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Perhaps gift $100 a month over the next year. In essence, battling the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state. Your tax-deductible gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Different people groups throughout India are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and Christian literature in the languages people are most comfortable speaking makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces 13 different radio programs in 12 languages in India. More and more spiritually hungry people are tuning in daily to learn more about Jesus. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the hope of Christ around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes providing access to the gospel in the languages people were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just way like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. He is the one and only Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, as we were saying about this whole issue, I know you were surprised. I was surprised as well when Michelle Bachmann came on yesterday. And, you know, and I did a little bit of preliminary reading. I had been monitoring it lightly over the weekend, but I was surprised at how little information. I mean, you talk about a purposeful lid. This administration and everything associated with Joe Biden is doing everything they can to sneak this by
and really clamp the tramp on us, because this is, as Michelle Bachmann said, Rick, this is legally binding, and this is worse than the Hotel California. We're not going to be able to get out of this stuff, barring some sort of nuclear holocaust. And, you know, and as I said to you, in these war rooms that are taking place in Russia and China, and you can even include Iran in this mix and the United States, well, I'll tell you, you wish you could see what's going on here, to see how many items, line items, are all leading to the same thing. And the same thing is the destruction of America as we know it, and the continual progression, that slow march to a Marxist globalist entity.
Well, I used to always say America as we know it, but the fact of the matter is, America, if it isn't as we know it, isn't America. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a name on the map, but it's no longer the beacon of freedom for the entire world, and that's what's being challenged, that's what's being destroyed, and that's what our current elected administration, whether we believe that was honest and fair or not, mm-hmm. our current administration is enabling,
yeah.
And they're more
than enabling. They're participating in the demise of this democratic republic. I mean, this is treasonous. I mean, there's no other word for it. Talk about what you want about January 6th. What Joe Biden is blatantly doing is destroying our country. And it started on day one when he decided to kill fossil fuels for no apparent reason and without scientific basis and facts and empirical evidence. If anything, the opposite was the case.
And I think we're beginning to see a number of train derailments.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration is basically letting the whole communities be destroyed based on the environmental disaster that follows. And this is the same administration that declared the rail was the safest way to carry oil and other and natural gas and the like,
and as opposed to the pipelines.
So they destroyed. Mm-hmm. So they destroyed building pipelines. And made us dependent upon rail. And now they are, turning a blind eye and saying, well, you know, suddenly there's new derailments. And I don't know that this is 1+1, could be 1+1 equals 3, but seems to me that this gives them the capacity to then say, no, it's too dangerous to carry anything hazardous on rail. At which point we don't have the capacity to get oil, natural gas, any of the materials we need to actually build stuff, from point A to point B. If you can't get it from point A to point B, you essentially destroyed your capacity to make complex chemicals and to make even plastic. Mm-hmm. So it's we're in a serious, serious situation. And
you see, the country didn't need an EMP attack. All it needed was a Joe Biden attack. Because the infrastructure, to this end, moving things from point A to point B is absolutely essential. You know, what was it? A month ago, we were talking about the lack of diesel and what that was going to do to cripple. Well, you know, let's just mess up the infrastructure altogether. Let's mess up the rail transit system. And people take this for granted because things have run seamlessly until Joe Biden. It started with Barack Obama and has continued forward since.
Yes, it has. And when we think about rail, just know that where we get 40% of our imports is through California ports. California has made it very difficult for independent truckers to operate out of California. As a result, the shipping of things across the country from California is significantly and will be even more significantly dependent upon rail. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get 40% of your imports from there to the rest of the country, you are, you know, at that point, you face a just planned shortages.
Yes.
There will be planned shortages that we will mm-hmm. have based on not being able to get stuff off the cargo ships.
Yeah.
Remember that even with the Panama Canal, which a lot of big cargo ships can't go through, but with the Panama Canal, it's now controlled by the Chinese. It's managed by the Chinese. The Chinese have managed to take over and are now managing many of the ports that we depend upon around the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we stopped them from taking over the port of Long Beach during the Trump administration. But it's a, but you know, that's a one victory out of, you know, 100 fights.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we are under the globalists made us dependent upon countries around the world to exist. And now they're destroying the infrastructure to be able to actually survive based on the dependency. It's sort of like cutting us off cold turkey and turning us into a third world country.
Well, and here we're doing this to ourselves. I mean, we did build the Panama Canal, right? America did build it?
Then Jimmy Carter gave it up to the Panamanians, and the Panamanians turned over management operations of the Panama Canal to the Chinese.
Yeah. Brilliant move. Yeah, here we are. What did they think was going to happen? See, that this is, I mean, you know, again, by saying this is idiotic, it gives people too much credit. There is just this diabolical plan and agenda that is working, and the American people just can't believe it. We're just shocked because we think in terms of what's normal, what's crazy, what makes common sense. Anymore, this government that is running our country does not make sense. It makes sense if you're going to a one world government and you want to support the Chinese, as crazy as that may sound, but hey, it's simple. Look at the empirical evidence. Every move favors the Chinese. It favors anybody other than America.
You don't have to look very far to see that the World Economic Forum, which attracts all the elites in the world to attend, the head of the World Economic Forum has said the Chinese model is the preferred model.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is not a, you know, we need to kind of wake up to what's really going on. And stopping this, the most obvious thing right now is we all experienced the shutdowns and the pandemic. We all experienced the stupidity of government and the willingness of government to use a crisis to take away personal liberties and really destroy the futures of our children by denying them education. So we've all experienced that. Now, if you want the people deciding that, being the communist Chinese who have virtually declared war on us and have actually declared war on us in doctrine, and if you want them controlling shutdowns, don't sit down by the wayside. Don't talk about it. Don't contact your members of Congress. The truth is, Bill, your member of Congress will not know that this is going on. It's amazing how little they know. Do not assume they know what's going on.
Exactly.
Call them up and tell them, oppose Biden's plan to turn over our health, pandemic health care, to the World Health Organization. Okay?
That's because they did such a stellar job. And how many millions of people did they save, the lives that they saved, because they were just so awesome. And on top of everything that was COVID, right? When, you know, afterwards we're seeing how much they lied to us, and then we're going to reward them with this. And don't forget also, it was Zuckerberg and Facebook that said, hey, wait a minute, if you say anything against the policies of WHO, guess what? You were canceled, right?
100%. Don't let them get away with it. You experienced it. You know it's bad. Call your senators, call your congressmen now and tell them to stand up and fight this, because if we don't fight it, they're going to get away with it.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, three phone calls. That's all I ask of you. Three phone calls to your senators, your representative. Make that call today, and Rick's going to push it out at getliberty.org. You're going to be sending a blast out to all your constituents as well, right, Rick?
100%. Send it this afternoon.
Yeah, check it out for yourself. Also, you can check out our podcast and our interview with Michelle Bachmann. Screamingly enlightening, scary, all at the same time. We've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to be serious about this. This isn't just political rhetoric anymore. This is serious. Rick Manning, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care, my friend.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM is transforming how it engages with business partners through the launch of IBM Partner Plus, a single integrated program to help deepen partners' technical expertise, accelerate time to market, and win with clients. New and existing partners will experience a transparent, simple, and modern program anchored around three pillars: competitive incentives, insider access, and enhanced support and benefits. Partners can grow skills, develop solutions, and build sales expertise using IBM technology. Kate Woolley, General Manager, IBM Ecosystem.
We are introducing IBM Partner Plus, a new program built hand-in-hand with our partners to help them gain skills, grow faster, and earn more. By offering access to the same education, programs, and hands-on training that IBMers get, we are better equipping partners to bring the power of AI and hybrid cloud to our clients.
For more information, visit IBM.com/partnerplus.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We got Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good. I tell you, I want to talk about, you know, the administration's failures at the border. But before we do, if it's okay with you, I want to beg you, if I can, plead with you, to activate the Tea Party Patriots Action Network, to get involved, make three phone calls today. Three phone calls. Two to their senators, one to the representative, to put the pressure against Joe Biden's move to turn over America's sovereignty to the communist-controlled Chinese WHO, the WHO. I don't know if you've heard about this. This has been one of those news reports for the last week or so, and actually it's been going on for over a year, but they've kept a lid on it. But we're days away where this president is going to sign a legally binding document that will tie us in with, I don't know, like 192 countries, just releasing our control of any pandemic policy going forward to the WHO. Have you heard much about this?
Yeah, I've heard about it, Bill. And what concerns the entire thing concerns me. What concerns me is that when we make these calls, which must be made, I completely agree that they must be made. I'm afraid that the staffers on Capitol Hill are going to think that we're just crazy and overreacting. And I don't think they take it as seriously as the people around the country who have been researching and studying healthcare freedom and medical freedom and advocating for it for the last 3 years. I think we have to make those calls. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just concerned that they're not going to understand the sense of urgency that we all feel, which makes the calls even more necessary.
Well, maybe by the profound number of calls into Congress
into the Senate, that they will begin to take notice. Because I agree, it's been said that probably most people on the Hill are not aware of this. You talk about keeping a lid. I mean, the administration has done this time and again. They've kept things in the dark on us. This is hugely significant. I mean, no matter what we talk about, southern borders, all these other important items, forget it. If they take over, if Joe Biden signs this document, surrenders our sovereignty to the communist Chinese, we're done, because it's not just COVID policies. It will be going forward, climate, anything that they want to compel we the people to do, we will not be able to talk to our senator. There's no recourse. It is all going to be handled by the by this international force outside of our country. And as if we can trust the WHO, because they did such a stellar job during the COVID pandemic just recently, right?
We cannot trust them at all. I think that one other area where it might be useful to put some pressure is to call state attorney generals and your governor's offices. Mm-hmm. The reason for that is that it not only supersedes congressional power, but it's going to supersede the state power to do an individual state's power to do whatever the state thinks is right in these situations. And we all know that there are some states like Florida and Georgia and even Arizona who did think in South Dakota and many, a good handful of other states that did things much, much better than California and New York and Washington and Oregon.
Exactly.
And those states that are freedom states, we need to be lighting up the phone lines of the governor and the attorney general to also put pressure on the senators and the congressmen.
All hands on deck, whatever you can do. You know, I'm saying 3 phone calls. If it's 5 phone calls, 6 phone calls, we're talking about the future of America. This is what is hanging in the balance. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, and according to Michelle Bachmann, who I spoke with yesterday on the air, Jenny Beth, she says this document is legally binding. It's not treated like a treaty to where Congress has to approve. Somehow, and I don't know how this happens, it's beyond my pay grade here, I don't quite understand, but Joe Biden has the authority to, to commit America to this sovereign sellout single-handedly. And we cannot get out of this. I mean, there's no remedy once he approves this. And we're down today. Supposedly, this is going to be signed by the administration at the end of this month. So we're 8 days away, really, or less than, six days away.
I think it's very important that we're making those phone calls and lining up the lines. It is extremely important.
Well, thank you for joining in. All right, so let's talk about what you've written about, and that is how the administration continues to, everything this administration does, the theme is you put a lid on it. Whatever failure you have, I don't care if it's a train derailment, we put a lid on it. Balloons over it, we just got lids on it. And we've got lids over the failures that are clearly being ignored by this administration at the southern border, right?
Yeah, we really do. They don't want to acknowledge the problems. They are trying to change the way they talk about the metrics so that it doesn't seem like the problem is as large as it really is. And they're turning a blind eye to it. What we have that is very, very good and very fortunate right now is that the Republican-controlled House is now doing field hearings at the border.
I know, I love it. Committee. That's great.
So Ian McCarthy there last week. I think that the Judiciary Committee is going to be there tomorrow in Arizona. And then I just read last night that on March 15th, another committee is going to be in McAllen, Texas. And I think it's very, very important. In Arizona, you've got a bigger problem with drugs coming across the border than I know there's still human trafficking, so I'm not discounting that, but they have a very big, huge drug problem coming across the southern border. In McAllen, Texas, you've got the human aspect of it and the human trafficking aspect of it. So it's such a massive problem, and I'm glad that they are doing what they can to shine a light on those problems.
Well, the scary thing, Jenny Beth, to your point, is this: they have a system established here. We got to understand it. The borders have been so porous and ignored for so long, the infrastructure to keep illegals coming into the country, for the cartels to continue to do business. I mean, last year, what, $13 billion in windfall profit to the cartels? And guess what? They're no longer just on the other side of the border. The cartels are very well integrated within the United States of America. They have this infrastructure that is greased and oiled, and whether we're talking human trafficking, we're talking the continuation of fentanyl, on and on, this is established, and this has all been done on the watch, on the watches. I will say it started with Barack Obama. It took a pause because of Donald Trump, but it's going full force now with Joe Biden.
That is exactly right. And what happens once they go across the border, once they come across our border and they get to a major city, they can use our interstate system to very quickly and easily go all the way across the entire country. So, and if they've made it all the way across the border, it's not going to be that much more difficult for them to get to the closest major metro area. And that's what really turns every single state into a border state and every county
exactly.
Into a border county, and how we wind up having problems at a local level with cartels and gangs because of the drugs that are happening in even much smaller town America than people would have thought of back 10 years ago or so.
Jenny Beth, do you find it ironic that here we are, we're dealing with a supply chain crisis, but the cartel seems to be doing okay with their supply chain? Just saying.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, it is pretty ironic, and it is a shame. But it's part of the reason why we've got to take these actions, especially with the World Health Organization, and then urging Congress to continue the oversight of the border, to shine a light on it and to make sure capitalism thrives.
Jenny Beth Martin, remind them the website they need to go to activate their citizenry. All hands on deck are required to save this country. We're down to days here. Go ahead.
TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, as always, thank you. Let's go out there and save this country. Thank you. All right, bye.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski. The ding-a-rona. The ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. And make sure on your to-do list at the very top, make at least three phone calls. You know, Jenny Beth is right. You've got your local, you've got your state attorney general, local officials that, you know, governors and that, that you can call as well. But, you know, the top of the list, definitely, both senators and your House of Representative, give them a call and let them know that we just have to say no and reject with all passion and directly what Joe Biden is trying to do to sell America out. I mean, it's nothing short of treason. Don't think that just because he's the president of the United States that somehow it's okay and acceptable. This is unacceptable. Think about this. We're going to turn over our sovereignty to the communist-controlled World Health Organization because they did such a great job during COVID. This is to handle all future pandemic policies. Now, you got to understand, it's not just about COVID. It is going to extend into anything that this authoritarian government has been leaning toward or any world body wants to force everybody on the planet to comply with. This is how scary this is. This is what we're on the brink of, ladies and gentlemen. So I believe the seriousness of it is such that you can make those three phone calls to save this country, not only for yourself, but for the coming generations. Chris Chmielinski is with us, the Numbers USA Vice President. He's got a little math equation for us to consider. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, on the blackboard, do they still use blackboards anymore in schools and classrooms? Are they still around?
I like them.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. Blackboard, whiteboard, whatever. I mean, anyway, whatever we can see, this simple math here that you've drawn up, I mean, in fourth quarter of 2022, immigrant workers up 2 million since 2019. Now, let's look over on the other side. How about U.S. born workers? We're down 1.9 million. Pretty even here, right? So, I mean, break this down. I mean, break down the obvious. You know, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, since the pandemic has ended, it sounds like most of the jobs, most Americans, you know, lost work due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and foreign workers got all those jobs. Since the economy has somewhat recovered since then. Right. 2 million and 2 million. It's pretty even Steven across the board. And where we really saw the decline was among less educated men, middle-aged men. So these are people that are probably trying to support their families and things like that, doing work like construction work and factory work. And what we're seeing is most of those jobs are going to immigrants, both legal immigrants and people who cross the border illegally. And you know, Biden administration and a handful of and all Democrats and a handful of Republicans, you know, they want to make the situation even worse by bringing
exactly. Right. I'd love to see the pay differential. You know, what is the pay differential for the 2 million since 2019? We're talking immigrant workers versus the pay for the 1.9 million that are no longer working. Of course, you also have to put in the mix that a number, I'm not sure what that ratio would be, but a good number of those people, the 1.9 million that aren't working anymore, were happy to stay home and take a government check. Because the government was paying them to stay home too, right?
Yeah. And you know, I just got back from a trip to West Virginia, so a state that for to do some work there. And you know, that seems to be one of the common themes in West Virginia is the lesser educated Americans were the ones that were able to really take advantage of those COVID financial handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't want to go back to work.
Of course.
They're like, wait a second, I got to sit at home all day long and get a paycheck from my federal government. I want that to continue. I have no reason to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were talking about this during the pandemic as they kept on rolling out all these stimulus dollars and these paychecks to people. So we knew it was going to happen. And then, like I said, or like you said, you've got legal and illegal immigrants didn't have access to any of that money, didn't have any access to that COVID relief fund. So they actually had to go out and earn a living, and that's what apparently they did. They took all the jobs.
Well, guess what? American businesses had to continue. They're going to get labor, and here it is. The government is sending, you know, millions of people across the border, some that are qualified, and God only knows the others that aren't and what they're up to, but it's probably not good. And so they're filling those jobs that were once filled by American workers. And, you know, just for a minute, just pause and think about this, and remember what Barack Obama said days before, you know, the election. He said that America was on the brink of a fundamental transformation. Chris, to me, this is what the fundamental transformation looks like. I mean, I ask that question all the time. Fundamental transformation from what to what? What are you talking about? Fundamental transformation. This is the fundamental transformation of America. We're replacing able-bodied, hard-working Americans with illegal immigrants that will accept less, and we're mediocritizing the U.S. labor force right across the board.
Right, yeah. And from one perspective, I can't necessarily blame the business workers, right, business owners, rather, because the federal government is aiding and abetting them in this process. Mm-hmm. You know, they say, hey, we'd like to have cheaper workers because workers are demanding more money now that inflation has gone up. And we need people because we're trying to grow our business in a post-COVID world. So we need workers. And the feds, instead of saying, okay, well, you got this whole pool of 1.9 million Americans who are all working before 2020, and now they're not working, you can pull all your workers from there. Instead, they're saying, okay, we'll just give you cheap foreign workers.
Right, exactly. This is how dastardly, really, when you think about this, what they're doing to this country and to the American people. And the deal is they've taken full advantage, to your point, exactly. Businesses, the number one job of a business is survival. Got to survive. You know, everything that they pour into it, second mortgages, you know, loans from family members, the banks and all this, employees that they're supporting, they've got to survive. And the American government is taking advantage of that, innate demand on businesses, and they're taking away one aspect, and how many of these companies can afford to say they're going to stand on principle and say, no, you can't. The job, it's done. What they did, they kneecapped industry to such a degree that they almost don't have any other choice. See, this is what we're getting into right now, and everything, forget about liberty. Liberty's out the door. It's in the rearview mirror. You no longer have a choice. It is the government back there with a lid, pulling levers and telling people and forcing us to make decisions that are not in the best interest of the American dream. I mean, to me, I just see this so clearly that this is all by design what's happening. We're just looking at a slight microcosm, but it's the epitome of everything that Joe Biden and this current regime is doing to America.
Right. And Americans who are more middle class, middle upper class and have college degrees might be asking themselves, okay, well, you know, unemployment great numbers are great for other Americans in our same situation. So why do we really need to worry about this? Well, this is why you're paying more for gas. This is why you're paying more for eggs and things like that, because your tax dollars are going to have to, in some way, shape or form, you are going to have to pay to subsidize all of these cheap foreign workers who are coming in. And because they're not making a ton of money, they're going to have to utilize public services. They're going to use your, they're going to use your emergency rooms. They're going to need to rely on fire and police services and roads and bridges and things like that. And because of their, they're willing to work for a cheaper wage, that the amount that they're paying into the system just isn't going to balance it out. And you're going to have to make up the difference. So somewhere you're going to start paying for it.
Well, exactly. I mean, really what it comes down to, I mean, it's the old saying, you know, the quotation from Martin Niemöller, and this was relevant. You know, he's a German theologian and a Lutheran pastor. And of course, people quite often use this when they're talking about the Holocaust and what happened with Germany. And his best quotation that he's remembered for was, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. See, to your point, this always runs. It runs down. I mean, you think that you're protected. You're not. It will come knocking at your door once liberty is taken away. Liberty is something that's taken away from everybody, and everybody will feel this. And so right now, yes, you're right. There are certain aspects of the middle class and certainly the upper middle class that it's not that it's a little bit of an annoyance right now. It's not that much of a serious problem. But because they're busy taking care of their families and kind of ignoring, you know, what's going on, this slow creep, it's going to be at their front door. It's inevitable, Chris.
Absolutely.
Am I crazy?
So.
Am I crazy?
No, absolutely not. So, I mean, the good news is reports keep coming out like this. People are learning, and you're seeing the polling. We just need to see the policy changes to match the polling of the concerns of Americans on immigration levels right now.
Chris, 15 seconds left. How can people be in touch with you?
Sure, they can visit us at numbersusa.com, and we're on all the social media outlets at numbersusa.
He is the Numbers USA Vice President, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to